USA News, I'm John Schaefer. California Democrat and government trailblazer Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away at the age of 90.
The oldest serving senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for the last few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom will appoint someone to temporarily fill the seat until the upcoming primaries in March. I'm Corey Myers.
The likelihood of a government shutdown is on the rise. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. The bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. Speaker McCarthy suffered a setback, reflecting the mounting pressure from the more conservative members of his party. The White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed-to bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, reminded of the accord made between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy in May. Should lawmakers not pass any spending bill, the government is poised to shut down at midnight Saturday. More than 20 million people in the Northeast are currently under a flood watch. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a state of emergency in multiple regions due to severe rainfall and flooding. The subway lines in New York have been closed, and a number of individuals had to be rescued from their vehicles as streets became inundated with water. And the United Auto Workers Union set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fade made that announcement this morning due to a standstill in negotiations. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
In a significant development, Las Vegas police have arrested Dwayne Keith D. Davis in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Davis was arrested this morning. The arrest follows a July search of Davis' residence. Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. Despite 27 years passing, no arrests have been made in that case until now. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. According to the updated form, individuals who earned over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. The change comes in response to a surge of grievances regarding ticket resellers inflating prices, notably for events like Taylor Swift's recent Eras Tour. Massachusetts police arrested a man allegedly running an illegal dentist's office out of a convenience store. Dave Collins has the story.
The Milford Police Department arrested Juan Hermida Munoz, 64, after an investigation revealed he rented a room in the rear of alternative convenience store. He offered examinations, tooth extractions, anesthetics, and cleanings. He holds no certifications to practice medicine and isn't board certified in dentistry. Munoz is being charged with unauthorized practice of medicine and dentistry. The convenience store owner was charged with conspiracy.
And tomorrow night in Las Vegas, Canelo Alvarez will make his ring comeback. The reigning undisputed super middleweight champion will take on Jermell Charlo. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.